Mother.
What, dear?
On account of this is Christmas Eve, do you think it'll be all right if I have something special?
I'm sure it will.
Dear Lord, please see my daddy and wish him a Merry Christmas from my mother and me, and tell him we love him forever and ever. Amen.
Virtuous viewers, welcome to today's episode of Cinema Scene. Ms. Shirley Temple is widely considered one of the most popular and famous U.S. child stars in history. Since the tender age of three, the adorable Shirley Temple won the hearts of audiences with her vivacious and merry film roles, in which she also displayed exceptional talent in singing and dancing. Today's episode presents some of the delightful movies starring the one and only Shirley Temple. Our first feature is the 1940 film directed by Mr. Walter Lang entitled The Bluebird. In this movie, Shirley Temple plays the main character, Meetle. When we first meet her, she is a dissatisfied young girl because of her inability to appreciate the world around her. Meetle's mother tells her that she feels that way because she has not yet found the true source of joy. That night, Meetle falls asleep, pondering how she can be happy. It is not long before she and her brother Tyltyl, played by Johnny Russell, hear a loud knock on the door. They cautiously get up to see who may be there at such a late hour, when a strange lady in a cloak enters their home. This woman is Fairy Bérylune, portrayed by Jessie Ralph, who has come to help Meetle find the answer to her contentment. Fairy Bérylune sends Meetle and Tyltyl on a special mission in search of a bluebird which symbolizes happiness. The fairy turns their animal companions, Tylette the cat, played by Gail Sonnergard, and Tilo the dog, played by Eddie Collins, as well as Light the Lamp, played by Helen Erickson, into humans so that they may accompany the young siblings on their journey. Thus, the strong-willed Meetle and her companions embark on an adventure to find the bluebird, meeting many interesting people and visiting wondrous places along the way. Light takes them to the land of the past, land of luxury, and land of the future. When Meetle and Tyltyl wish that their grandparents could comfort them through the dark night, they are immediately brought to the gate of their grandparents' house. Both are delighted and surprised to see their grandparents alive and well. Granny Till and Grandpa Till reveal that no one ever truly dies. People are able to feel alive again at any given moment, as long as someone thinks about them. The grandparents are, in fact, reflections of the many angels that are always watching over us to offer their steadfast protection and tender support when we need them. The children also travel elsewhere, including heaven, where many carefree souls play as they wait to be born on earth. In each realm, Meetle gains valuable understanding on the splendors that envelop our world. But throughout, Meetle notices that the bluebird is nowhere to be found. Where could this wonderful creature be? The Bluebird begins as a black and white film, but once Meetle embarks on her journey, it implements Technicolor, which helps to illustrate Meetle's magical realizations. The story ultimately reminds us that life is filled with love and contentment. One just needs to reconnect with his or her true nature inside to see it. The Bluebird was nominated for 2 Academy Awards in 1941. We'll be right back with 2 more Shirley Temple film classics. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Thank you. welcome back to Cinema Scene, as we feature films that star the enchanting Shirley Temple. Our next movie is Heidi, based on the 1880 children's story of the same name by Swiss author Miss Joanna Spyri. Directed by Mr. Alan Dwan in 1937, the film tells the story of an orphan girl named Heidi, played by Shirley Temple, and her ability to bring joy to those around her. Ever since Heidi's mother and father passed away, Heidi has been living with her Aunt Dee Dee, played by Maddie Christians. When Aunt Dee Dee accepts a job in Frankfurt, Germany, she has no plans to take Heidi along, but brings her to a small mountainous region to find her grandfather instead. On their way, the locals warn them of the old man's reclusive nature. Aunt Dee Dee is nonetheless determined to leave Heidi with him. When Heidi first meets her grandfather, played by Mr. Gene Herschelt, she is excited to be able to live with him in this peaceful environment. In the beginning, Heidi's grandfather is not used to having a little girl around him. As the neighbors explain, the grandfather has not spoken to anyone for a long time. However, Heidi's innocent curiosity and cheerfulness gradually warm her grandfather's heart. They do many things together, and the grandfather also teaches Heidi how to read, something she never thought she could do. But just as everything seems to be going fantastically well for them, Aunt Dee Dee returns on Heidi's 8th birthday and quietly takes her away. She brings Heidi to the home of a wealthy family, where she is to be a permanent playmate for a young girl named Clara, played by Marcia May Jones. Clara had an accident a year ago and has been in a wheelchair ever since. As her father is constantly away from home, the head housekeeper, Frau Rottenmeier, portrayed by Ms. Pauline Moore, has been assigned the job of taking care of Clara. Heidi's natural humor and stories of the outside world give Clara something to look forward to each day, and she quickly becomes happier and healthier. Clara even regains her ability to walk.
Oh, my darling child.
Though Heidi loves having Clara as a friend, she misses her grandfather dearly. As it turns out, Frau and Aunt Dee Dee have plans that will keep Heidi from her loved ones. Can Heidi, her grandfather, and Clara find a way to secure each other's beloved company? Heidi is a heartwarming film of a child's natural ability to brighten the outlook of everyone around. Heidi's innocence and love, which transcend all obstacles, will touch the hearts of audiences of all ages.
Grandfather! Grandfather!
Our last film in review today is Bright Eyes, directed by David Butler in 1934. It is through this movie that the young actress Shirley Temple was believed to have arisen to fame. The movie follows the little girl named Shirley, whose father has passed away due to a flying accident. Ever since the incident, her mother has been working as a maid at the estate of the wealthy Smith family. Shirley frequently goes to the airport to visit her godfather, Loop, played by Mr. James Dunn, who shows her pictures and takes her around. Loop was her father's best friend and has assumed a fatherly role in Shirley's life. Shirley is a buoyant, intelligent, and caring girl. On the other hand, back at the estate, Mr. and Mrs. Smith and their daughter Joy are quite the opposite. However, the head of the house, Uncle Ned, played by Mr. Charles Thelen, soon develops a deep fondness for Shirley, whom he calls Bright Eyes.
You think you're smart, don't you? Well, I'll show you.
You'll what? You... Ah! Get out of here! Go on! Get out of here! Go on! Get out of here! Shirley! Shirley! Where are you?
Here I am.
Oh, well, my God.
On Shirley's birthday, Loop and his pilot buddies have planned a surprise party for Shirley. However, on her way to the celebration, Shirley's mother loses her life. Later, to console her, Loop takes Shirley for a flight on a plane, something that Shirley has always dreamed of. While in the liberating skies, Loop tells Shirley that this is heaven and that her mother and father are now united here. As Shirley is now orphaned, Loop and Uncle Ned want to take her under their wing while being deeply concerned with the girl's well-being. As a result, they both adopt extreme and often humorous measures to be the guardians of the angelic little girl. Can they come to a mutual agreement of what is truly best for Shirley? Bright Eyes features the popular musical number On the Good Ship Lollipop, performed by Shirley Temple herself.
I'll be a pilot too, and when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands.
The affection of Loop and Uncle Ned for Shirley is very moving, while Shirley Temple's outstanding portrayal of the young orphan highlights precious moments in life. The Bluebird, Heidi, and Bright Eyes are cherished films that depict a refreshing view through the eyes of a child. Indeed, childlike innocence has a special way of bringing out the pure spirit that is inherent in each soul. Thank you for your joyful company on today's cinema scene. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May peace and happiness be with you and your loved ones.
And please make every little boy and girl in the world as happy as I am. Amen.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.